And now, Thriller Thursdays on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Coffee on tap yet?
I don't think you're going to like it.
Why's that? Is it some more of that organic junk Ben keeps buying?
No. He started buying this Shane family coffee that he thinks is wonderful.
Why? Or do I want to know?
0.5% of the proceeds go to Redwood Tree Preservation in California.
Is there such a thing?
Apparently.
And Ben is suddenly into this. Since when?
Since whenever. Next week it'll be the Nigerian cave bat.
Is there such a thing?
Not a clue.
So crappy coffee.
Try some.
Does the Shane family know they make cruddy Java?
Who knows, Sierra? I did see an ad on backstage that they're looking for a new spokesperson for their coffee.
A spokesperson gig? Really? I could be a spokesperson.
I thought you were the gangster's girl that regrets it later type of actor.
Whatever gave you that idea?
You did? You said Miguel had a friend?
Whoa! Stop right there, Marla. Miguel got his walking papers yesterday. His name is Verboten.
I thought it was Miguel.
P.U. Comedy isn't your thing.
Speaking of which, I've got to get ready for the show today.
Where are you performing The Pig today?
An elementary school near downtown.
Yay for you!
Don't knock it. Those kids are the best audience members we've had for this show.
Go fig. It's a show about barnyard animals gone insane.
Here, you should try some coffee.
I thought you said it was bad.
That's why you should try it.
Break a leg, porker.
Break your face. Bye.
I'll just give you the taste test. Ugh, no wonder they needed a spokesperson. I've had battery acid that tasted better. Ugh.
StageStruck Audio Theater presents Thrilled to Announce, four starving actors making their way in the Windy City of Chicago together, searching for fame, stardom, or just a job. This episode, burritos.
Don't anyone eat dinner tonight. It's on me.
You mean it's on Burrito Burro?
That's right. I'm going out there to live the dream as an actor.
In a burrito commercial.
Pays money, Ben.
I thought it paid in burritos.
Those too.
I'm not a big burrito fan.
You will be. They're really good.
You've had them?
I've been preparing for my character.
What character? It's commercial.
Commercials have characters in them. And I'm playing a character that loves burritos.
Oh, that explains it.
Explains what?
The fact that your jeans... Never mind. I gotta go.
Not funny!
Okay, so dinner is on you, wonderful. Last of the big spenders, you're not.
It's free burritos. Actors and free food go together like drunk and disorderly.
Boy, do they ever. Do well.
Thanks. Make sure Marla knows about dinner.
Sure. Now go out there and love those burritos.
Is she gone?
She's gone.
Good. We need to have a serious discussion.
About?
That which cannot be named.
We better not. I'll move out.
We don't have any. Calm down. I want to do some preventative maintenance.
For bedbugs?
You said it.
Sorry.
We need to develop a strategy. We need to get a calendar and set dates on when we're going to heat clothes in plastic bags, and then we need to...
Whoa, hold on there. Why are you concerned all of a sudden? Is this some character development thing you're doing for some part?
No, it's not. This is serious.
Yes, it is. Answer the question.
You remember Starla Jenkins?
Starla who?
You know, the girl who was in Musical, the Musical.
Who?
You remember, she sang the rendition of Old Man River.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Somewhere my choral director just shuddered.
No doubt. Anyway, she lives with three other actors across town, and they just got...
They, which will not be named.
Precisely.
So we need to defog our apartment because they got some?
You can never be too careful.
You can also be obsessive compulsive about things. Is that what you're doing, Ben?
Since when have I ever been...
Would you like that list alphabetically or numerically?
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to look into getting a fogger.
We'll have to move out if you do something like that.
Not for very long.
Ben!
What?
Don't.
I'm serious about this.
So am I. No one else would take me in, and the last time I lived in the park, I nearly joined a commune.
Sierra.
Do not do it.
Or?
Do it and find out. I'm going to an open call.
For what?
Oh, there's some new show being cast, and a couple of my friends are excited about it and wanted me to audition with them.
What's the show?
Preggers.
Let me guess what that show's about.
They say it's really good, makes a solid statement, which is so important to every show they put on the stage.
You said it.
Hand me that pillow over there.
What for?
For my audition. Hello, preggers. I'm going to stuff it under my shirt.
I'll bet you're the only one that does that.
I sense your sarcasm.
Good.
Get out of my way, little man. I'm going to an audition. Hey.
Hey. Where is everybody?
What am I? Chopped liver?
Nope.
But speaking of which, I've got supper.
I can see that. 2 full bags of burritos?
Think of all the money we'll save this month on groceries.
Can't wait.
They're good burritos.
I reserve judgment until dinner time.
You look bushed.
I've got to get another job. The theater isn't paying enough to live on.
I could have told you that.
I was looking online to see what it'd take to be a nanny. Sarah seems to like her nanny kid.
Marla, it takes a special type of person.
I know. And after doing this show day after day and mingling with lots of kids, I have a problem.
What's that?
I hate them.
Kids?
You better believe it. They are the rudest creatures on God's green earth and smell and pick their noses and have no filter. None whatsoever.
Do you think you becoming a nanny might not be a good thing then?
I guess, but the money is good, or it can be, and the hours are flexible.
But you have to be on call, and you have to like kids.
Thus my dilemma.
Do some online billing. I've been looking into it.
I know nothing about it.
You don't know anything about kids?
Yes, I do. Weren't you listening? They are monsters. I know kids all right. No respect at all.
This is interesting and everything, but ask me about my day.
I know how your day went. I'm looking at the results of your labor.
Ask me how my day went.
Fine. How did your day go?
So-so. I actually worked with my craft today. I got paid for it. I got food to boot.
So what's the problem?
You'll laugh.
Probably. Tell me.
Do you know what I really see myself as? I mean, playing.
Dare I ask?
You're going to laugh at me.
We already established that fact.
I just don't know why no one else has ever seen it.
Seen what?
I've worked hard to cultivate the right image. The right clothes, the right hair, the right walk. And all I get is a job selling burritos. Do you know they actually thought about putting my character back in the kitchen wearing a hairnet? Can you believe that?
That would have been some commercial.
Now you're just patronizing me.
No, go ahead.
I told them a woman like me wouldn't be seen in a kitchen where they cook nothing but burritos.
Why would you tell them that? It's their commercial.
But Marla, I'm not that type.
They thought so, apparently.
That's just it. I've worked so hard for people to see me as I really am.
You said that already.
My daddy saw me that way.
I'm sure he did.
And my grandma, Ellis.
Sure.
And my uncle, Steve.
What did they see you as?
You're going to...
For crying out loud, Astrid, what did they see you as?
A princess.
A what?
You heard me.
And you see yourself as this?
Every day. Surely you've noticed. That's how I carry myself.
Okay.
That's my dream. To play princess for Disney.
That's your dream.
Yes. I am a princess. I am. I have the carriage, voice, and the manners of one.
A princess?
Yes, Marla. A princess. You heard me.
I just wanted to make sure, to verify.
I see myself as a princess, okay? Got it now?
I sure do.
Thank you.
A princess.
Yes, for the last time.
And your daddy saw you that way.
Yes, he did. My dad knows my type.
A princess.
Yes!
Sorry. Hold on, Astrid. I need to do something right quick.
Fine. How many burritos you want, Sierra?
I better just stick with one.
Why is everyone frowning?
They look a little greasy.
They've just been sitting in the bag all afternoon. No big deal.
Right. No big deal.
All right, Ben. Eat it up.
You betcha.
Marla?
I'll chance just the one.
You guys are hurting my feelings.
You have those?
Since when?
Just one, please.
Fine.
And you get burritos for a month from this place?
It's called burritos. Burrito Burrow, lest we forget.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yes, for a month, but I was waiting to tell you the big news.
Big news? Burrito related?
Yes. If this commercial works out, they're going to have me do a series of spots for them.
Hey, that's great, Astrid.
Congrats.
With the steady supply of burritos as pay?
Yes. In addition to paying me.
In money.
Yes.
Actual money, you know, with the president's faces on the bills.
Yes, Ben, in money.
And burritos.
Lest we forget.
I take it that you're going to shoot another mini-episode for your YouTube series talking all about it.
Yes, later. I need you to run the camera for me.
Sure.
But no unplugging the Wi-Fi like you did the other day.
I did it one time.
And upset this household in ways we still haven't recovered from.
I didn't realize Wi-Fi was life around here.
Now you do.
There's yours, Marla.
Thanks.
Let's dig in!
You betcha. You too?
Absolutely. I knew when I ate the first bite I was done for.
Me too. I keep burping up bile.
TMI.
Sorry.
At least I didn't wake the others.
Oh, they'll be up soon, I'm sure.
Once you get it out of your system, you'll feel better. Promise.
I hope so.
But I mean, all of it out of your system.
I hear ya.
Don't tell her, but I hope Astrid gets the worst of it. Who in their right mind eats food from Burrito Burrow?
Apparently we do.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
Look, Marla, I've been wanting to talk to you about what we talked about the other day.
That doesn't really narrow it down.
You know, when we talked about you kind of having, me kind of having...
Oh, that talk. You having feelings for me.
You having feelings for me.
Okay.
That talk.
Right, that one.
So...
Yeah.
I'm trying to let the awkward thing pass before I go on.
Me too.
Probably not gonna happen.
Most likely not.
I just wanted to say...
Yes?
I didn't really exactly feel good about where we left it.
I thought it was left where you wanted it left.
Well, I only left it there because I sensed you wanted me to leave it there where I left it before we went past where it was left and made everything weird.
Sure.
I was kind of sorry it was left the way we left it.
Where you left it.
Sure.
And just kinda?
You are really making this hard for me, aren't you?
I have no idea what you're trying to say, Ben.
I'm doing my best.
It's not very good.
I know. This isn't my thing. I want it to be, but I just can't quite do it.
I can see that.
And I stutter, and I can't form one of those things your brain does.
A thought?
Yeah, those.
Maybe I should just chalk this up to the burritos talking.
No, listen. All I have to say is that if I wasn't burping up hot burrito bile, I wouldn't mind kissing you.
Oh, Ben.
Oh, go ahead and kiss her!
Sierra!
I think I saw this scene in a play once.
Thanks.
Written much better, though.
Thanks again!
I mean much better.
Sierra.
Much, much better.
I take it the burritos have declared war on you, too?
You better believe it. My system has hit the eject button.
The bathroom's all yours.
I can wait if your scene is gonna get better.
We were having a private discussion.
I liked this scene better. It played like one.
Whatever it was only for two people.
And an audience.
You know what sounds good right now?
Do tell.
I was thinking maybe a piece of toast with a thin layer of warm cottage cheese on top.
Don't you dare!
With a little bit of cigarette ash sprinkled.
I hate you!
And that's how you deal with that.
Wow.
Go ahead with what you were saying.
I think we better not stand outside the door.
Good call. Now, Ben, we discussed the other day...
You're going to have to hold that thought, Marla.
Why?
I won't be able to wait my turn.
It's not my destiny to ever find a man. Ever. As in, ever.
What a beautiful morning.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, you're up.
You look awful.
No offense. Do you feel all right?
Does it look like I feel all right?
No, that's why I asked.
Do I look sick to you?
Yes.
Like I'm about to throw up at any minute?
I would say yes.
As in, about to lay down and die?
It looks that way, yeah.
I'm completely dehydrated.
Have some coffee.
That's the last thing I want, Astrid. The last thing on this earth.
You should stay in today.
I plan on it.
You should drink some juice or something to get those vitamins back in your body.
You should shut up talking.
I'm only trying to help.
You did already.
Oh, is this the infirmary?
Nope. Where folks come to die.
Great. Sign me up.
You're sick too?
Does it look like it?
Don't go through that again.
Yes, I feel like someone stomped on my guts.
There's no need to get graphic, Ben.
You want graphic? Let me describe for you what I flushed down the toilet at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, there's no need to be gross about it.
If I had the energy, I would knock you silly.
Take a number. I'm first.
I need a piece of toast and nothing else.
With warm cottage cheese on it?
Hush up, please.
After I kill Astrid, you're next.
Why are you all looking at me like this is my fault?
Because it is.
Me?
Yes, you. Poisoner.
Murderer.
You're not sick.
Never felt better. Why?
I've got one word for you.
What word is that?
Burritos.
Oh, come on!
They were off.
Off? They were poisoned.
You're all exaggerating. Those burritos were fine. I had two of them and I'm fine.
There is not justice in this world.
My understudy is going to have to take my part today in the show, Astrid.
So if you're the pig, is your understudy the piglet?
I'm in no mood. Astrid is taking food off my table.
I put food on it.
And brought death into our humble abode.
Are you sure you didn't have some bad... I don't know. What did you have to drink?
Tap water. Don't tell me it was that.
It wasn't the burritos.
I beg to differ.
Why am I fine and you're not?
Because you're in cahoots with a devil. And I don't use the word cahoots often, so you should be warned.
We can talk about this later. I have to go to an audition.
Another one?
If this one is for a food spot, I will end your life, just so you know.
This one is for a play?
Which one?
Ramalama Theater is putting on a production of Barf and Puke.
Oh, don't use those words.
Here, here.
I've never heard of it.
It's some experimental thing in a storefront somewhere. It's making a statement about those afflicted with cyclic vomiting syndrome. The playwright feels like it's time that the public be educated on this rare disorder. He has a lot to say about it.
So do I, but it involves a lot of profanity.
Sierra! I'm sorry you're all sick. Don't blame it on me. I didn't make you eat those burritos.
Hold me back, I'm going to kill her.
Me first.
I think that's my cue to exit. Bye, gang! Feel better.
I cannot believe she wasn't affected by those rancid burritos.
And she's off.
And here we are stuck together. Dying.
I should go back to bed, but I don't have the strength to move from this spot.
I heard that. Just cover me with a blanket and let me expire.
And you know what's the worst part of all this?
What's that?
Astrid has a whole month's supply of those killer burritos.
Justice just died.
What are you doing?
Disinfecting this place.
Does it kill bedbugs too?
Don't you dare say that word.
No, Ben. I did check the can though.
Would you quit that and let us all die in peace?
I, for one, want to live.
Whatever for?
To get revenge on our other roommate who is feeling well, by the way.
Sierra, all germs within a 2-mile radius get the message.
You've killed them all.
You better believe it. I take no prisoners.
Anyone up for any broth yet?
Broth. Ugh. No talk of food.
It's just broth.
I can't even keep water down. Did you hear me? Water.
I heard you.
I want vengeance.
Okay, so she has a steel stomach.
She is from the devil. That's the only explanation.
I agree. She's in league with some demonic horde. A curse upon her.
A pox.
I think I'm going to make some broth.
That word again. No food-like words, if you please.
Fine. I'll be in the kitchen.
Ugh. The place where food-like things are made. We should barricade it from anyone entering in there.
Just like Les Mis.
Yep, just like it.
My gut feels like I've done 4,000 crunches.
I heard that. Do you have a constant rumbling in your tummy?
Yes, and it's burning.
Lots of burning.
Lots.
Lots and lots.
Oh, and the sweats.
Oh, yes. And the bile.
Loads of bile.
Loads.
I hate bile.
With a passion. Speaking of passion, what were you and Marla talking about in the hallway last night?
You mean before you hurled?
Yes.
Well, We were discussing the discussion we had a few days ago.
About?
If I wanted you to know about it, I would tell you.
An oversight on your part, tell me.
Just what I said. We were talking about what we talked about.
It's a wonder the human race reproduces the next generation.
We're slow movers.
I've got news for you. Slow has you beat by a mile and a half.
It was just talking.
I thought you said talking about talking. Maybe I should step in and help things along.
No, please. Your track record has outgrown the track.
Just because Miguel couldn't quit talking about himself all the time doesn't mean that I...
Wait. He talked about himself all the time?
Broth, son.
What does no foodie type words being spoken mean to you?
I thought you might have changed your minds.
We're near death over here.
I've kicked him out of the apartment twice.
And why did I think that moving in with a bunch of actors was a good life plan?
Who else would let you move in with them?
Should I mention what I cooked in the kitchen again?
No, thank you.
All right, then.
Just let us pass away in peace and quiet.
Hey, everyone! Ugh. You all look awful.
So much for peace and quiet.
You're not looking so hot yourself.
Thanks a lot.
You are looking a little pale. The burritos get you after all?
No. I'm telling you, the burritos didn't have any effect on me.
Because of the deal you made with the devil.
What? Never mind him. Why the long face?
Oh. My audition.
That bad?
Why is everyone involved in the theater a psycho?
Oh, story.
Yes, lull me to my agonizing death over here.
What was it for again?
Barf and puke.
My old friends.
The playwright is directing it, and before the audition, he goes on and on about people who have cyclic vomiting syndrome.
Is that really a thing?
Where have you been the last day or so?
Oh, yeah, right.
This guy thinks it's long overdue that people don't know about this.
Does he have it?
Oh, no, but he sure has a lot to say about it, as in 3 hours worth.
That's how long the play is?
Yes. This guy hopes that it'll help change health regulations.
What regulations?
I have no idea.
And the new American classic is born. Hooray.
But the audition was terrible. I mean, truly the pits.
What did you have to do?
Since the play is called Barf and Puke, guess what goes on in the play? As in nearly every scene.
Are you kidding me?
So he wanted everyone to get up and go through the motions of throwing up.
Oh, please, my stomach can only handle so much.
And he was really hoping for someone who could puke on cue, and boy, everyone was really trying to, let me tell you.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just had to get out of there. That's one thing that really gets me ill.
What's that?
People who are about to throw up. My stomach starts turning and I end up running to the nearest toilet. I ran right out of the theater before I embarrassed myself.
You should have stayed and done it. You would have been cast for sure.
Forget it.
So you can't handle it when people are about to upchuck, huh?
Not on your life.
Sierra?
Oh, I think those burritos are boiling again.
What? Oh, yeah, me too. I feel sick again.
Guys, don't do that. Didn't you just hear me?
We sure did.
Guys,
I'm gonna be sick. Game, set,
and match.
You have been listening to State Truck Audio Theater's production of Thrill to Announce. In the cast, Peyton Dickerson as Astrid, Zan Matic as Sierra, Andrew Horning as Ben, Jemima McPeak as Marla. Sound recording was by Sydney Jordan. Script was by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.
There are a number of things that we can all do to help stop the spread of the coronavirus and protect ourselves and our families. One is simply to clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place, or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If you don't have access to soap and water, then make sure you use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. And finally, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. These are some simple things that we can all do to help protect ourselves and our families from the spread of coronavirus. Be well, everybody.